Now to one race where the poll margins might suddenly be getting tighter. On Friday, a Republican congresswoman from Minnesota made some comments in a TV interview that have Democrats sensing a new opportunity. The comments by Michelle Bachmann have sparked a slew of donations to her challenger. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck explains what happened.
Before Friday, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann appeared to have a solid shot at returning to Congress. She's well known in the district and has a cash advantage over her Democratic challenger, Elwin Tinklenberg. But that changed when Bachmann appeared on MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews and said this about Barack Obama.
I'm very concerned that he may have anti-American views. That's what the American people are concerned about.
Bachmann's appearance was an effort to raise questions about Obama's past ties to 1960s-era radical William Ayers, but it may have raised more questions about her own views. When asked whether any members of Congress also held anti-American views, Bachmann said she wants more proof.
The news media should do a penetrating expose and take a look. I wish they would. I wish the American media would take a great look at the views of the people in Congress and find out, are they pro-America or anti-America? I think people would love to see an expose like that.
Congresswoman Bachmann's comments ignited a political firestorm and sent staffers for her Democratic opponent scrambling for the calculator. In the first 96 hours since the comments, Tinklenberg's campaign raised $1 million, doubling what he raised the entire election cycle. Campaign officials say more money poured in after former Secretary of State Colin Powell criticized the congresswoman after he endorsed Obama on Sunday.
This business of, for example, a congressman from Minnesota who's going around saying, let's examine all congressmen to see who is pro-America or not pro-America. We have got to stop this kind of nonsense.
Michelle Bachmann has not fully explained what she meant by pro-America or anti-America, but she says her comments have been misinterpreted. Her campaign manager, Michelle Marston, insists that's what happened.
The congresswoman never asked for some House Un-American Activities Committee witch hunt, as the media has kind of played it out to be. What she did say is that, look, there are people who have questions, and the media is more than willing to go and try and find out if Joe the plumber has the right kind of plumbing license, but they don't seem to be very interested in the kinds of views that people who want to run the country have.
Congresswoman Bachmann has also gone on the attack in a published opinion piece. She blames what she calls the Democratic spin machine for the Fuhrer. For their part, Democrats sense an opportunity to win the seat and are pouring more money into the race. Brian Melendez, who heads the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, says the controversy has given them hope.
Her comments have been a game changer. People across America are incensed about Michelle Bachmann's comments, and they want to see somebody who is much more rational hold that congressional seat.
Even some Republicans are responding, calling her comments inappropriate. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says candidates sometimes misspeak in the heat of a campaign.
If you do a lot of interviews, eventually you're going to say something that you wish you would have said differently. It's just the nature of talking all day. Some words are going to come out of your mouth that you could have said better or should have done differently.
It isn't certain whether the voters in Minnesota's 6th district will be as sympathetic. The district, which includes some of the Twin Cities suburbs, leans Republican but has an independent streak. Some outside political analysts have now moved the seat from likely Republican to toss-up. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.